I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It appears the Muslim Brotherhood has set its sights on Jordan. Debkafile, a credible news source in the region, claims Jordan's Muslim Brotherhood is threatening Jordan's King Abdullah with an Arab Spring if he doesn't consent to transforming that nation into a constitutional monarchy. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says Israel could be surrounded. Does Doyle think the possible changes will affect E3's work?
If Jordan goes very fundamental Islamic, it's going to accelerate the work of the church, because most people are going to hate the changes that come to Jordan, which has been a relatively free country.
Hear the full interview at our website. We turn next to the Ivory Coast. If you understood that, you're probably a member of the Way Tribe. It's a portion of John 3:16, and Faith Comes by Hearing is releasing an audio Bible in this language this month. In the 40th year of providing access to God's Word in every nation, they're marking 674 languages. There's more at our website. And crates chock full of Bibles from Christian Resources International will soon reach believers in South Africa and India. One went to an African prison ministry.
A lot of the prisoners there are excited to be able to read because their prisons are not like ours.
CRI's Jason Wolford says it costs over $10,000 to ship a crate. A little of your help can go a long way to send the next one to Hong Kong. And if you're in Michigan this week, you might want to check this out.
Matthew West is partnering with Christian Resources International to do a great night of music and stories and ministry.
Go to missionnetworknews.org for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Muslims are coming to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.